This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Henry Epp. The State Board of Education finalized its plan this week to merge and dissolve a number of school districts across Vermont. These changes are part of Act 46, which was signed into law back in 2015. As the number of school-age children in Vermont dwindles, the law aims to consolidate local school districts. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has been closely following the Act 46 process, and he joins me now. Hey, Howard.
Hi, Henry.
So the Board of Education approved this final plan this week. What's in that plan?
Well, this was a plan that was proposed back in June. The Secretary of Education went through all of the districts that hadn't merged voluntarily. And the Secretary made a bunch of proposals, and the State Board has been going through those one by one over the past few months. A lot of those discussions were emotional and difficult, and the State Board was not always in agreement. At the end of the day, yesterday, the board voted 7-2 to approve the whole plan. And I caught up with the State Board Chair, Krista Hewling, later in the day and asked her how she felt about the whole thing and what it meant for the future.
What we've asked adults to do is make their circle a little larger of their community. And it's difficult in transition, but I hope we look back and see that this really made a difference for having tough conversations in the future and about how to use our resources in a way that all of our kids get an excellent education in this state, no matter where they live.
Well, at the same time, a group of districts is expected to appeal the board's plan in court. What's their argument against these mergers?
Well, I spoke to David Kelly from Greensboro yesterday. He's one of the attorneys that's working with these districts, and he wouldn't give me details. He didn't want to show his cards before the appeal is filed in court. But he said a lot of these districts think that these merger proposals will lead to some small schools closing. And he says that when small schools close, it's exactly the opposite of what a lot of these rural towns need.
We want to be attracting young people, energetic people with children. We want to change our demographic. And as a general rule, young people with children don't move to small towns that don't have an elementary school. They don't move to towns where they have to put their children on a bus and send them 20 miles up the road in the middle of the winter.
So these school districts have 30 days to file their appeal. And while Kelly wouldn't say whether it was a done deal, he was pretty sure that enough districts had signed on that the appeal will be filed.
And so are all communities that have to merge under this plan as opposed to Act 46 as this group that's putting in this court appeal?
No, it's not all the districts. And that's something that's been so fascinating to watch in that if you look across the state, it's really a different story in every region. And there are some districts where the school boards are in favor of merging, but the people voted against it. Those districts are not included in the appeal, but it's a kind of a cross-section. There's a lot of districts up north. There are a few in Windham County and in central Vermont. As of last count, there are about 25 districts that have decided to take part in the appeal, but that's a moving number, and we'll know more once the papers are filed.
Well, then, what comes next overall in the Act 46 process?
When I spoke to both Hewling and Kelly, they both said that this just kind of closes one chapter. And as far as the merging, Hewling says that a lot of the hard work just is beginning. So these newly merged districts, they have to learn how to work together. They're going to have to put budgets together. They're going to start looking at curriculum and sharing resources, et cetera. And for the districts that are not merging and who are opposing it, they're just going to start their court battle. Now, one of the really interesting and tricky parts of this is that this is all coming as school boards are starting to put their budgets together. So there are some school boards that up until a month ago, they thought they were just going to be putting one single school budget together. They learned recently that they have to merge with a nearby district. And so somehow over the next few weeks, the school boards and the state are going to have to figure out how these school budgets are going to be built while this appeal is going on. Kelly said there's a possibility that the judge will order a stay. But again, we're going to have to see how this all plays out over the next few months.
That's VPR reporter Howard Weiss-Tisman. Howard, thanks so much.
You're welcome.